Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. Today on The Ether, a Super Terra space, Loop coming to the cosmos, some projects introductions, and NFT launch discussions. Let's take a listen.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, good evening, good night. Great to have you here. I'm actually on the road today, so apologies if there's background noise. I'm going to try and keep my voice very low as not to disturb other people, but hopefully you can hear me loud and clear.
Definitely hear you loud and clear.
Marvellous. So as a way of introduction, as always, thank you to Finn and the amazing guys at Terra Spaces. Omnipresent, although you are confusing me now with your constantly changing PFPs, but great to see you. And you do a wonderful service to the community. Today's Spaces, as always, is intended to be open discussion, really encourage people to step forward, share your thoughts, ideas and passions. Particularly around, obviously, the growth of Cosmos. We're expecting our good friends from Loop to be joining soon, and a variety of projects that are set to launch very soon. So I'm quite excited about tonight's space. How's the morning in Australia for you, Simon?
It's early, that's for sure. But it's nice. It's I'm excited to get out of winter.
I was going to say, yeah, literally, we've just peaked. So we've had the hottest week ever in the UK, which they don't count the days of the dinosaurs, etc., because apparently it's very warm then, but, you know, in terms of recorded temperatures, recorded time. But, you know, just a little, we hit 40 degrees last week, and this morning when I left my house at 5:30 to drive to where I am for my day job, it was 7 degrees. But all joking aside, glad it's getting warmer for you, Simon. I had this perhaps mythical idea that Australia was always warm until you told me about those amazing floods that you experienced. So anyone obviously here right now, please do press the request button if you'd like to talk about your project and see my good friends from Decentralize. Absolutely cannot wait for the festival of the year for next year. I've been telling lots of normies about it as well. I think there's lots of opportunities there. And as I say, we are expecting an influx of some very exciting projects from our friends at Loop.
Yeah, also aware that there's a couple other spaces going on in parallel, I think. I can count about 8 other spaces going on. Different, obviously, I've changed some of them as well. But if you'd like to speak, feel free to jump up. You know, we always keep this an open forum for everyone.
And in a way, that's actually quite nice because it shows that the world's coming back to life again. We had a period a few months ago where you know, recognize a lot of regular faces here. It's great to see, you know, JG NFT, Journey to 24, Big Man, Don't Judge Me, which I think is one of my favourite names in crypto. But seriously, there are people emerging now. Things feel a little bit more positive again, and I genuinely think we're over the worst. And normally, perhaps we're an early signal as opposed to a top signal that we are seeing perhaps a decline in individual space audiences because we are seeing more spaces per se. That's perhaps a positive thing. But as I say, we are expecting a few interesting projects to join us, and obviously very excited to hear from them. But in the interim, as Simon says, and I always say, don't be shy, we don't bite, please do step forward. Lots going on. Just to throw one out there, WAGMI launched their re-minted Kongs on Solana. Mine arrived safely a couple of days ago, so my lovely PFP, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, is now back safely in Solana World, which is fantastic. I'm not sure about Solana World being fantastic and nothing against it, but clearly it's a move forwards, and I think those guys have a plan to be a real innovative project in that space, and I wish them only the best. So yeah, if anyone wants to step forward, please do. Otherwise, I shall be frantically pinging various projects who I know are due, but in fairness, for several of them, it's the middle of the night for them. So I do appreciate that, because I've done that on the inverse.
Yeah, talking about bridging, I still haven't looked at any of the projects that I had on Terra in terms of like bridges and where they're moving. Probably should start doing that. I know a lot, many have moved to Polygon, and I've still got a whole wallet full of NFTs that I haven't even looked at or touched since the crash. So I probably should. I know it's, was it Spaced, not Spaced Apes, Artsy Apes have moved to Aethra. I've got a bridge there somewhere.
Absolutely spot on. So yeah, they've moved to ETH, and I believe the collection hasn't gone live yet. So they did a lot of revisiting of the original collection, improving the traits, revisiting the artwork with Stebo, which does look really good. But also lots of, you know, projects I absolutely love, for example, Dystopia AI, been just one. They are all moving to Polygon in the Arc with the guys from One Planet, and my understanding is that that's due to hit next month. I think importantly, hopefully my good friend from Loop, Jay, will join us later, or at least colleagues of Jay. This week's a really exciting week, always exciting week for Loop. But it, essentially, the NFT marketplace is close to launching. There's a beta test series about to launch, and then after that, a whole plethora of very exciting projects. But hopefully some will join us soon. But JG NFT, brilliant to have you here as always. Thank you. Welcome. The floor is yours.
Hey, how you doing today? I just wanted to just say real quick that for anybody who hasn't been paying attention to Terra NFTs, it's definitely the right time to check in on those projects, because you know, Nowhere just opened. I know Random Earth will be going this in August. They will be, they're not talking about it, but they will be launching again in August. You know, Cosmoverse is launching. If you have Skeleton Punks, we have a form that you need to fill out. And I'm pretty, I think the hard deadline is going to be July 31st for this Google Docs. And there's a lot of projects like this that are going to be moving forward from Terra 1 to Terra 2. And if people aren't keeping up, like there's a good chance that people will be missing out in some form. So just everyone go check in on those Discords real quick, and hopefully don't miss out on this value that we could still capture. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, JG, as always. Just to double check, I think I filled out my form a couple of months ago. Is this a new form that's been issued very recently? And I was wondering, if so, could you pin it as a tweet if there's a link?
It's the same Google Doc. I can pin it in a second. I'll do that in just a second. I'll pin it to the Skeleton Punks Twitter right now.
Fantastic. And also, is there a way that people that perhaps like myself who think we've already registered can just double check we're on the list already? Is there going to be a sort of confirmation list?
Yes. Yes, I can pin that as well. I have to go on the Discord and pull them up, and I'll put them on a tweet right now.
Top man, they're hugely appreciated, and that's why we love doing these spaces. Yes,
do you have a little bit of background noise?
I do, because
it kind of sits in. So,
okay, I shall mute.
Try mute between talks will probably help a lot.
I will do. Apologies. Yes, of course.
He's in the cafe.
Yeah. I am. I'm literally. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm sure I said this before. Like many of others in this space, I have a day job, and I've been out with my work colleagues, and I'm literally just finishing off having some food and then going back to my very delightful one-star hotel with no aircon in the middle of the British summer, which, believe you me, is awful. But the most important thing in my day was not my job. It was about doing the spaces. So here I am, come hell or high water, and trying to be as quiet as I can. There's lots of people in here, but I'm doing my best to bring, as always, the show to everyone, because that's important.
I love the consistency. I mean, we've been doing these spaces since potentially November, and I think we've only missed 2 weeks in the whole entire time since November, and that's very much thanks to you, Super Terra. Since I'm not the best at being punctual on a repeating basis, but you know, having that structure in there, and we've managed to kind of keep it going for that long, which has been awesome. And it's kind of morphed and changed and grown, and it's been really exciting to see some of the same faces and some new faces and some old faces through the Terra Crash and beyond. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
And it's funny because for me, my Myers-Briggs, which I did again today, suggests I'm not very structured, not very organized. But with this, I seem to be really well structured, which is unusual for me. But it's a good pivot point. And I think importantly, it's very nice. And DeFi Jedi said some lovely things about us the other night. We do this because we care about the community and we've kept it going throughout. And I just enjoy sharing, helping, and just being part of that community. So regardless of whether I'm in a cafe or in my house or on the road, although I'm only a passenger when I do this because I haven't quite worked out how to feed it through whilst I'm a driver, and clearly I'm hands-free and very careful, but this doesn't seem to work well in the car. Anyone who has an idea on that, please do DM me, because I'd love to work out if there is a way to do that. But no, I mean, Simon, we do it because we enjoy it. Lots of other great things are coming. EclipsePan for me is a really exciting project and really, really delighted. I know it's very early stages to be involved with that. So many other great things that will come out of what was a difficult time in May, if emerged stronger. So, and hopefully our Loop friends are on the same time zone, or at least the same clock settings, and we'll have those guys joining soon. But the important thing for me is, JG, really good information, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah, while you're here, JG, I'd love to hear if you break down a little bit about you know what's happening with the skeleton punks and the skeleton punks and kind of where you're going and kind of how that process has been over the last couple of weeks.
Of course. So our journey as a project has been pretty crazy from the whole beginning, because our founder rugged the community for our initial minting money, which was $350,000. And ever since then, it's been like this constant battle. And, I got to say, in a lot of ways, I was really devastated about the Luna crash, because I was so heavily invested in it. And but at the same time, it's like I'm finding for myself that I'm managing to find amazing opportunity among the rubble and chaos. And that's not, that's not something I'm just trying to make, make a positive out of a negative, because I'm definitely down. But, the skeleton punks have this great opportunity now, and the whole community, there's about like 7 or 8 core members who were like, no, we don't, we're going to make sure that this goes to Luna too. So we made a deal with Kenny at Cosmoverse, and he's helping us through this process. And the part that we're most excited about is we have some really interesting revenue generating ideas for our holders. And the skeleton punks are directly correlated with another project of mine, NFT Switch, which is a P2P trading platform. Now, P2P Switch is gonna, the skeleton punks basically will own 2% of the revenues of NFT Switch to try to help grow their treasury. And also NFT Switch is going to be, besides just doing P2P for Luna, part of their plan is to go multi-chain, and they'll use part of a percentage of the multi-chain revenue to then buy Luna, stake Luna, and like bring and secure the network from these other chains, right? So there's like a whole play in trying to still secure Luna, and the skeleton punks are definitely a key part of this idea that's been formulating.
Awesome. I always find it a little bit confusing whenever I hear Cosmoverse, because of like the Cosmos events and stuff, and then I remember that there's a Luna NFT platform, right? That's called Cosmoverse.
Yeah, that's going to be marketplace. Yes.
And it's really interesting. So obviously Kenny had his very dramatic situation with the landslide and being cut off and having to trek for many hours to get back to a place where he could let folks know. And his first thought wasn't about his own health and safety. It was about letting folks know that the project will still be migrating on the 1st of August. And I told him, you crazy man, your health is far more important than any PFP or project, but obviously delighted that he is back safe and well. And yeah, it confused me as well, Simon. The whole Cosmoverse thing was because of the nomenclature, an easy thing to confuse, and I did the same thing.
Yeah, awesome. And I brought Loop on as well. Welcome.
Hey guys, how are we doing? I love these spaces. I'm really happy that I can be here today. This is Nina, by the way.
Hey, it's Nina. Your sound's not very good though, Nina. Your sound isn't coming through very well.
Yeah, I'm kind of recovering or fighting COVID right now. So I'm trying my best.
I think it's actually your mic though. I think your mic is, it's got a bit of like, not feedback, but a little bit of kind of, it's really low volume and kind of got this background stuff going on.
Okay, let me try to change it.
It's forever a challenge, isn't it? The audio experience. Hopefully mine is not as bad as it was, but as I say, due to my sort of surroundings, I think perhaps it's picking a bit of background sound. And I had some excellent DMs give me advice. I do not have an Apple phone, so I have my ideological reasons about that, but I will get onto those on this space. But the important thing is, Android or otherwise, background noise.
It's okay, I can send you one Super Terra. I'm joking. Also, guys, if you're wanting to jump up and discuss your project or ask any questions or kind of just add anything, feel free to jump up. It's an open spaces. I see a lot of listeners. I should start calling people out and get them to come up, and that would be quite interesting. Just don't hesitate to press request button.
I'd love to hear from Decentralfest and can see Sarah Main, the amazing artist, has stepped forward as well. What are you guys up to? Come and share the latest plans. I know you're really in-depth investigating a number of different chains, and love to hear more from you guys. So feel free to press request and come and say hello.
I think they're all sleeping. I think they're all sleeping. There we go. How are you doing, Nina, with your mic as well? And welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
Greetings. Good to have you here.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me up. My Wi-Fi is a little bit dodgy, so I may get cut off at some point. But I literally just jumped on, so I missed everything you were talking about. Nice to be here. Maybe you can enlighten me a little bit, and then I can add what I think is necessary.
With pleasure. We were just literally saying that I saw obviously the Decentralized Fest are on, and then you appeared as well. And so it was literally as simple as that. in terms of what you've missed, we've just been talking a little bit about current market, various projects. We've had some technical sound issues from a number of speakers, myself included, but all good. What's happening in your world?
Amazing. All guns blazing over here with Decentralize. We've got some really exciting things in the works. I've been over here in Ibiza. I've been having an extremely busy summer with touring and playing DJing over here in Ibiza. But from my side of things, I've been speaking to a lot of really, really amazing and exciting Web3 musicians and artists that we will be hosting at Decentralize next year, alongside the traditional sort of artists that are more Web3 curious. So everyone is really excited about the project, which is great. And then also I've been organizing and coming up with some ideas for our in real life events. So leading up to the festival, we'll be holding some in real life events around the globe. The one I can definitely talk about is our first one will be in Pasha Ibiza on the 1st of September. So I'm pulling that together and organizing our lineup and how that's going to look. And hopefully we'll be able to stream that into the metaverse, but we're working on that now. And then I believe that we are heading over to Medellin, which will be very exciting. So expect something there And there's also been talks about NFT NYC in London as well. So plus a couple little other special things that I can't really talk about yet. But anyway, yeah, all guns blazing and moving forward and really exciting things happening.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm currently working out if I can get myself to Colombia. A logistical nightmare, but I'm trying my best. But no, that's great. I think there's so many exciting things about to burst into life on this space. I'll certainly be getting to London, that's for sure. It's just up the road for me. And I can see the main Decentralfest account is live.
So you have How are you doing, my friend? Sorry, I've got the children this evening, so we're in the environment. So I'm just going to say hello briefly, but well done, Sarah. You did a sterling job with your
face. Always an absolute pleasure, Ian.
Just quickly, a few other little bits I just sort of scribbled down as Sarah was speaking, aside from the live event. The team's expanding. We've brought on board and we're talking to a project manager. We're getting super organized. We're not a million miles out, a year out from the festival now. We are going to be doing an NFT launch, which could be three and a half months away. We've got a marketing manager also based out of Ibiza that's going to help us with a roadmap on producing these NFTs and making sure that we get the right story and storyboard and lore and everything put into place. And there's also a branding agency that's helping us as well at the same time. But there's some NFTs being designed. Passage are helping us with numerous things. And also, you may or may not have seen on our socials, our sort of site build and everything that's being put together from a directive perspective is from We Are Festival, a guy called Steve Durham. And We Are Festival is an award-winning festival, 70,000 people. It's happening a week tomorrow, or a week on Friday, a week on Saturday. So we do have some tickets available. We are trying to get people into our Discord. If you are listening live or listening in the future and you want to win a couple of tickets, meet the team, all the team or a lot of the team are going to be at We Are Festival in Essex a week on Saturday. So if you want to come down and meet us, have a chat with us, get involved, just have a look at our Twitter, have a look at our socials, and you'll get a chance to win a couple of tickets for an award-winning festival with a lineup which is absolutely world-class. So some of the biggest DJs and artists on the planet are performing. But anyway, that's it from me, just to let you know where we are anyway. So
That's amazing. I need to check on my non-league football commitments, and those who know me well, I'm not jesting. But no, that does sound absolutely fantastic. So that's August the 6th, is that right?
Yeah, sounds right to me. But yeah, so if you look on the socials, and then all we're asking for is just a few people to come into our Discord. If you can do that, then you're in with a great chance of winning the tickets. And I think we have six available. We have three pairs. So it's a generous gift.
Fantastic. You heard what Ian said. Do jump on, and if you're listening back to this later, you'll probably still have a chance.
Yeah, thanks, Subtara. I'll catch you soon.
Cheers. Always a pleasure.
And that's cool about Ibiza. That's giving me a bit of FOMO. Definitely wish I was over in Europe. I won't be in not too long. But that sounds awesome, Sarah, too.
Ah, have you been to Ibiza before, Simon?
I never have. It's on the cards.
I definitely
shall.
Yeah, well, you hit me up and you'll be my guest.
Perfect.
I did spend a lovely few days there about 10 years ago for a wedding, and stunning, stunning place. Really, really beautiful island.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely an amazing place.
I won't talk about the crazy parties.
And that's what you go there for.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. The ones I went to.
We've got CoinHorn on the spaces as well. So feel free to jump up and speak and keep us up to date with kind of what's happening on your guys' end as well.
Marvelous. Yes, we'd love to hear from you. And I appreciate some of the conversations I had. I understand it's the middle of the night for you guys, but that would be amazing if you want to step forward and share the latest plans. Obviously, another brilliant innovation that started in the Terra chain and has moved into the broader cryptosphere. There you go. That's a new word for you.
In the interim, I might get cheeky and I might call up a couple of audience members to come and speak out. I know we've got a lot of like silent listeners who jump in and listen to some of the spaces, but I'd love to kind of hear from people and put them on the spot. So I'm going to invite out Kelly and Yorpster and potentially Journey as well, if you guys want to jump up and just talk about where you're at and, yeah, just add something about what you're doing and what you're interested in. See if I can invite them up.
Claire, this is a new segment, Simon Invites, and just feel free to share your experiences or views on the current market or where you are in your life or the things that drew you to this space and many things beyond.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a bit of a menace. So you guys are now called out.
And as always, I always say this, we don't bite.
Oh, they're being a bit shy.
I guess in absence of that, and I don't know if Nina, you've managed to sort out your audio issues. I know we were chatting earlier about Spaces reminders. It's possibly another reason why Android is not quite as efficient as its very large competitor. But if you've got some other thoughts, I mean, we are so close to the launch of the Loop NFT Marketplace. I am super excited. It's something that I've been looking forward to probably since the start of the year. And obviously after the hiatus of the collapse in May, the next step is a very exciting one.
Yeah, can you hear me guys better now?
Amazing, perfect.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was so concerned. I was like, what is going on now? Well, I'm really excited about the launching of the NFT Marketplace. I think that it's something very unique. We had the opportunity with Jay to come to NFT New York. Unfortunately, I couldn't see Kelly because we were both too busy networking, but that's something that I wish we can do the next time in another conference. But while we were in NFT New York, we were actually trying to look for marketplaces that were similar to ours, that were actually combining DeFi and NFTs and giving like some kind of rewards for people that had NFTs since the very beginning. So like trying to give them some utility, and we couldn't find that. And then while I was talking with different marketplaces of different chains, they said like, hey, that's a great idea, but it's so difficult to do. And then when I saw that and I saw like all the effort of the devs, I actually got it. It's a good idea, but it's so difficult to execute that they just prefer not to do it. So I'm very proud of the team. I'm very proud of the developers. Super proud, of course, of Jay, that is the head of the marketplace, because she's doing an amazing job coordinating everything. And I think that that is going to be something revolutionary. And I'm happy that we are going to be launching in Juno, because Juno just received us with open arms. And I think that this is going to be something that is going to differentiate Juno in general, and that it's going to bring so much, like many users, new users, and also to all Cosmos, because it's something that it's not in Cosmos and we haven't found it in any other chain. So I'm just real excited for the launching. We're getting everything ready, everything in the marketing side. We have so many ideas. Every day we have a meeting just talking about that. Also in the educational part, I mean, all Loop is concentrated right now, super focused in doing the best that we can for this marketplace, for the community, for June, of course, and Cosmos in general.
And I think a fantastic summary there, and obviously something we're all very excited to see very, very soon. I can see Simon has had his own rugging experience. I had the same thing the other night. I was on a Spaces with DeFi Jedi about to speak, and the whole thing went off. So hopefully Simon will rejoin us. In the interim, Simon did his introductory. Let's get folks up to speak. So Kelly, if you're feeling brave, the microphone is yours.
Hey guys, it's nice to introduce myself officially. I feel like I hop on here and I don't really talk much, but I just wanted to say hi, Nina. I was so excited to meet you in New York, but I know we were all doing our own thing, and I was pretty much doing the same thing. I like to hear what's going on in the NFT space and see what marketplaces are being built. So it's really cool to hear just all the upcoming projects that are happening. And yeah, I don't really have much to say besides just appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to just kind of seeing where the Loop Finance NFT marketplace goes. It's exciting.
Fantastic. And what really stood out for you with your sort of NFT experience in New York?
What stood out to me? That's a good question. Like what project?
Yeah. Or individuals or experiences. I heard some fantastic stories from Austin of people riding mechanical buffalo and all sorts of crazy things. I just wondered, you know, what sort of experience is there? And I'm myself hoping to finally get to one of these fantastical events very soon.
Wow, nothing crazy like that happened, at least that I experienced. New York was pretty wacky itself, so there was a lot of interesting things, but you know, I was just looking around. There's a lot that stood out to me, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint, but yeah, just feeling it out. I was kind of shocked at like how diverse the marketplaces are getting, and I'm just excited for this. I feel like there's this next wave happening, and it's cool to see the inside scoop and what everyone's doing.
I agree with Kelly. It's just like so I actually live in New York, and just New York is a vibe. Like New York is weird. There's always something weird happening. So like you can find people trying to run for the walls or trying to, yeah, doing very weird things. So you kind of just get used to it. But I think that there were a couple of things very curious that I saw during NFT New York. One might be like how social impact connects with NFTs and the change that it can bring. I thought that was fascinating. And then the part of intellectual property for the rights of different artists and stuff. So like how a musician can sell part of their intellectual property rights and they can get the money that they need to produce a great album, to go and make a couple of concerts. And then the fans that really like the audience that they really have and that connect with their music and their purpose and their vision can also benefit from that. And how, for example, there's a lot of artists right now that have like concerts. So if you have their NFTs, for example, you are not only owner of part of their intellectual property, but also you have like unlimited passes for all the concerts. And then in all the merchandise, you have a discount of like 20%. So I think that is something very interesting, and it's something that it started in the music side, but it's going to go to also like the movies production. So that is going to be revolutionary, because right now a lot of the companies that produce music or that produce movies, they get most of the money and they don't really do the best job. It's just like to have a brand or to have someone that is going to give you like the seed capital. But with this, you can actually have the money that you need to produce the things that you want and give part of that and the utility to your own fans. So I think all those things are going to change a lot, the perception that we have about NFTs. And it's going to be an easy way for normies to get introduced to Web3 in general.
I love the fact that potentially NFTs are finally going to crack the age-old challenge of labels, producers, hangers-on, taking the lion's share of brilliant bands' achievements. Look into the history, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Queen, many other bands, absolutely in their early days, castigated managers for terrible, terrible contracts that these young, naive and brilliant artists were tied into. Now, the freedom that their successors have is absolutely amazing. And it's great to see. I really like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just I'm really excited about the possibilities that brings to the future for artists. Like, I literally was just on a Zoom call with an artist, a metaverse DJ and producer called Dope Steelo,
And he's been, I've watched his rise, and he spent a couple of months like really working on his community and his metaverse. He does it in spatial. And he's just released his NFT, which is his original production called Bonita, and he's got 999 editions. And he's like, I'm going to work really hard. I'm going to sell these out. And then that NFT gives the owners like an entrance to a token-gated space in Spatial that then he presents his full album only to the owners of this NFT. And, like, you know, he has big visions, and he's really, like, laying the groundwork for all artists that come after him. And I love that there's artists out there like this that are really experimenting, because they're showing the way for the rest of the world. And I really do think it's going to revolutionize the way we create music and the way we consume music. And artists are going to be able to, like, be creative again, because the way the current model is that the artists are just forced to, like, produce track after track after track, and I really feel that it's lost a lot of the creative, like, energy. So this space for me is, yeah, I'm super excited.
You've hit upon an interesting tangent for me as well, and I was having this debate amongst a group of friends the weekend. That manufactured band element that's been there now for probably 20 years or so, but sees a certain formula succeed, not a formula I enjoy or desire, but the creative independent spark has in many ways had to really fight so hard for recognition. I do feel that this, in some ways, not really levels a playing field, but certainly gives creativity the freedom it deserves. And I think the freedom that it's been denied for so long.
I 100% agree. And I'm sitting in an action already. So it's actually inspired me to get back to production, because before, production was just, like, it started off being great at the beginning of house music. You know, you could actually make a living off making music, but then it became, making music was just like a tool to get gigs. But, you know, like, what if you don't want to tour? Like, what if you don't want to have that as your main income? You know, but if you actually want to live off the music or the art that you create without having all these other steps to take to actually make a living out of it. So, yeah, these are exciting times, and yeah, definitely the creative energy is coming back, and yeah, people are also having a close connection with their fans. I have that ability now as well, so yeah, I'm as you can tell, a little bit excited about it.
No, it's really good, and I think as well the exclusivity opportunities are fantastic as well. Sorry, Simon.
I was just going to say your mic's gone a little bit electronic. We've had a couple issues. I think there's a couple of tech issues in the space. I've got this thing where every 20 minutes the sound goes quiet when someone's speaking, and I have to leave and come back. That's why I'm not co-host. Been happening a lot. So, yeah, Twitter Spaces needs to get their stuff together for sure.
I'll do my regular appeal to Elon if he still decides to buy it and isn't frantically looking through the small print to pull out of the deal.
No, there is, he did. No, he pulled out and he's getting sued for it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I missed that. Excuse my language. Sorry. I missed that. When did that happen? Was that over the last few days? In fairness, I don't follow me.
A couple of weeks ago.
That's probably when I was away for a few days, being as I was once again, ill with whisper it in a cafe, COVID. But it's fine. It's everywhere, and it's a cold now because I've had it so many times. But no, the whole important point there is okay. He's trying to get out of it, and I even joked to some people the other week that he's just trying to read the small print, and he did or didn't, or he's so rich that he's probably get a small fine and move on from it, because he's probably lost a third of its value in the last few months,
something like that. Also, I'm aware we've got Journey to 24 as well, and Yorkshire as well. So, welcome, Journey. How are you doing? And good to have you up.
Hi, Simon. I'm good. How about you?
Not bad, not bad. I mean, I'm interested to see. You know, what have you been focused on? What have you been excited about? What are you most looking forward to coming in, you know, the coming weeks? And where is your attention going now, you know, after the Terra crash and et cetera?
Yeah, sure. After the Terra crash, I took a break from crypto because, to be honest, crypto space is moving very fast. So I took that opportunity to rest a while. And then I started focusing on the basic economics and how the crypto space lies in relation to that. And I was able to grasp good knowledge from a specific video from Ray Dalio. I think you must have heard of him. I'll try to share a link that I had with. Yeah, I think it's shared now. That was a great starting point for me. And since I'm from a kind of engineering background, I immediately started loving the economics part. And now I'm more focusing on those things. And in relation to my day job, I'm starting to focus more on the software architecture side. And in relation to crypto, I've started writing again and interacting with good people like you, TerraSpaces, and SuperTerraizer, and trying to continue the journey, as the name says.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it. And I love that you've dug into Ray Dalio. I recommend, for those that haven't checked out a lot of his stuff, he's got some really good work. He's got a really good book called Principles, Life and Work as well. And there's some cool video summaries on YouTube for that. And that's actually a really cool book, as well as his stuff with economics. And yeah, he's got some interesting philosophies around like building teams, but also just in general, like very, very switched on guy. So yeah, that's cool. And it's good to hear that you're getting back on the bandwagon with writing and et cetera.
I think the book you mentioned is available online as a PDF as a free version.
Yeah, great. It's very long though. It's a very long book, but it's very good.
Again, if there's any resources that you can put on and add as a pinned tweet to help everyone. Oh, you have already. You beat me too. I've just seen it flash up.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Thanks, Journey. Thanks for sharing. And we always look forward to, you know, having you around, and it's exciting to keep, you know, you're regular in our spaces, and it's good to see your face around. Yopster, love to hear from you. What's happening? What's new? What's going on? And yeah.
Hey, Simon, what's going on? Kelly, I was one of those, I think it was her that was talking about the mechanical bull at those IRL meetups in Austin. I was one of those fools that posted a drunken tweet video of me riding that mechanical bull. I think that was actually when I finally doxed myself, my Twitter account, which I wasn't necessarily avoiding particularly for any particular reason for a while, but I think that was actually in Austin at the Osmosis 1 year anniversary party. There was a mechanical bull on the second floor. It was quite a fun event. Food and booze, and they had a special Osmopolitan, which was basically a cosmopolitan with slightly different colors, called Osmopolitan. That was fun. Austin was really cool, and I've since been going to some other events as well. I went out to Las Vegas to a Metaverse Expo, quote unquote. Saw some cool stuff out there. And been really checking out all these conferences. I look forward to going to Columbia. This morning, it's been pretty much all about FOMC and trolling Jerome Powell, which has not disappointed at all. Lives, half truths, misleading, out of context, everything under the sun. That's what his press conference was about. But yeah, I'll leave that. I'll leave that aside. To Loop, I'm very excited about you guys' coming launch and first couple mints. I do know that the NetAdow recently announced that they're going to be one of the first, if not the first. I don't know who actually is going to be the first, but one of the first few NFT projects to launch on Loop. So that's really cool. Do you guys have any? I'd be curious to hear who actually is going to be the first, or if that's being kind of held back, announced at all. I know the Net of Troopers is one of them, but they have a separate one, a second one called the Idols, I guess. I just kind of found out about that NFT project. There's two different NFT projects to fund the NetaDAO. So I think that's cool that people are, artists are coming out and donating their work to kind of get the NetaDAO going. It's really, really cool. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention, and I don't know if anyone has mentioned yet in this space, is let's have a moment of silence for Juno, who's now listed on Kraken. Juno's listed on Kraken with no effort out of the devs, the Juno devs. In fact, quite the opposite. Almost a resistance to wow. assisting that process, right?
That's huge.
Yeah, it's
That's
pretty huge. Big. Let's have a moment That's of silence massive. For that, because Juno is, you know, Juno being not on a centralized exchange, I think, was one of the big things I loved about Juno. But now that it's no longer the case, as of like tomorrow, I think the trading starts. But they made that announcement today, Kraken, on the official Kraken page.
Are they? Do you know if they're integrating Juno Network there, or is that going to be using Cosmos Hub? That's interesting to know, like, because it's going to be like Juno, or is it going to be like Atom Juno?
No, I think it's Juno. I think you'll be able to deposit Juno directly into your Kraken account and start trading there if you want to. That's huge.
That is actually huge, like, in terms of like adoption, in terms of like the growth of Cosmos. That is, you know, that's going to be pivotal as soon as we're on major exchanges. That onboarding experience gets 10 times easier, and it just changes, like, users start to come in, and yeah, that's huge. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that Adam was kind of taking it for the team as far as the Cosmos and having the most liquidity out on the centralized exchanges and being able to on-ramp and off-ramp using Adam. That's really cool, taking one for the team. But now Juno's strong enough and established enough for a major exchange to step to onboard that token on their own volition, like out of their own efforts, right? No incentives, no backdoor agreements, no like soliciting them to, hey, please list us, please list us, we want your attention. Quite the opposite, actually. So I think that's a huge step in Juno's adoption. So applause for Juno. But to my question on the loop minting, I'm curious to know, because I'm an NFT degen.
So, first of all, Juno, and by the way, I'm now out of the cafe, and I've found a quiet spot, so hopefully the background noise has desisted. Yeah, first of all, I mean, Juno, amazing news. Thank you for showing that incredible alpha that I don't think anyone possibly else on this space is, at least listening right now live, knew. In terms of the Loop launch, we were hoping, but I think some of the projects that were due to join us, it may be insanely early in the morning for them. And therefore, we'll perhaps do something elsewhere. It'll be insanely late for me, but I'm quite happy to do that. So vague answer. There are several collections set to launch. There's Loop's own collection. There's the Beta Apes that... Jay spoke eloquently about on the last of these regular spaces about a week ago. I think thanks to our friends from Terra Spaces, available for replay. Listen, some fantastic alpha on that one as well. Jay did a really good job of explaining the build-up and the opportunities that are happening. Traders, who I had a wonderful AMA with a few weeks ago and a follow-up, they are set to be one of the earliest. I'm not sure if it is the earliest, but certainly one of the first projects. And Netta Troopers, who indeed I'm looking forward to speaking to very soon, but I understand for the individuals and the project involved, it is incredibly early. So I'm looking to do something that's more friendly to the time zone. May even do a pre-record, which I haven't done for a few months, and release that as an AMA. So not an entire answer, but not quite a politician's answer either. Lots of incredible things are about to happen. Nina, I don't know if you know the exact running order. I know Jay's not on the call, but my understanding is the beta test apes, and then I believe Traders is my understanding, but it may not be in that order.
Jay might kill me if I'm wrong in that. So I'm not going to, please don't take my word for granted. But yeah, I think that you're right.
What is that thing about asking for permission? it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, we need some alpha. Feed the crowd. You can just blame it on the crowd.
I will. I'll blame it on Simon. That's what I do.
That's okay. I'm easy to forgive, so I think we've got the AMA.
Might have done it. I might not.
We've got the AMA on Friday anyway. When's Friday? Is that tomorrow? Yeah. So it's Thursday today here. So we got the AMA tomorrow, I believe. So I could be wrong with that too. But yeah, so I'm sure there'll be some alpha then if you tune in or watch the recording. I love also your upstart. Did you get to meet the Passage guys when you were in Austin? That was a pretty cool experience. Went over to that cool house they had just next to the awesome brisket place. And did you get to check out Passage and things like that?
I didn't go back to their Airbnb. I did meet them in person in Austin for the first time. I had already actually toured their Passage. I had already done the tour before then, but yeah, it was really cool to meet them in person. They are so nice, incredibly genuine individual humans, and really looking forward to seeing that develop and solidify itself as a blue chip amongst the cosmos for sure. What did you think, Simon, of their demo?
Yeah, loved it. Absolute legend, those guys. Spent a fair bit of time with them in Austin, and we talked about a whole bunch of things. We could talk for hours about anything and anything crypto related and metaverse related, but yeah, it was cool. So we went down to their Airbnb, took some of those lime scooters down in the 40 degree heat down to their pad. They had this really sick Airbnb, and they kind of ran us through a demo, which was really cool to kind of see. I think for me the coolest part, well, one and just the metaverse, was actually the audio spatial stuff that they've built into it. So like the ability to kind of, you know, you're talking to someone and as they walk away, they get quieter, or the ability to kind of go into a room. If you went into a room, you could kind of have, nobody could hear you from the outside, but only from the inside. Some really cool stuff that can kind of really come from this and create this really cool interactive, you know, chat zone for Zoom calls in the metaverse. So it was really cool to go through that and see it all in the flesh. There's still a long way to go, but yeah, it was good to spend some time with them. And then afterwards, we went and got like some of the nicest barbecue brisket you could imagine around the corner. So it was definitely a vibe. Austin was an experience and a half.
Simon, have you had Kansas City barbecue or other types of barbecue in general?
Not sure what that is. With cans or cans?
Barbecue. Kansas City barbecue. Kansas City, Missouri. Or any other types of...
Kansas City in Australia. Yeah.
Any other types of barbecue other than Texas?
No. That was the first time I've been to the US.
Okay.
But we had... went to Black's. There's this place called Black's just around the corner. And that had like a queue that wraps around the building. And it was definitely an experience and a half. Like the setting is very, like, it's not like very high class, but the food is really tasty. It's an interesting experience. And they give you this massive, this huge beef rib. It's like the biggest thing you've ever seen. I'm like, how are you going to eat all that? So it's a cool experience for sure. Texas is a vibe, and I'd love, if there's more events in Austin, I would not say no to being there, because it's definitely a fun time.
Austin is shaping up to be the crypto capital of the U.S. And I did get a chance to meet up with the founders of the ATX DAO during that Austin trip. And they invited me over to their, I saw them speak at one of like the first days of the DecentralCon, and talked to him afterwards. And then he invited me over to like an after party and really got to know their group, or whatever, especially since I'm right there locally and I'm here in Texas. So I was really curious about what they've got going on. And they're about making Austin better overall. And they're using crypto as a means to the end. So I was like, there's some commonality here, but you know, this is some good intentions. I mean, some good, it's interesting how they've wrapped that motivation in, so they want to make Austin better by making it the capital of crypto. So they're more passionate about Austin than they are about crypto per se. But I think that they have started to become, as they've dived more into the industry and become more involved. I think they're starting to more really fully realize why they should be passionate about Web3, and I think that's going to work itself out there. But I was really happy to see that there's such a huge focus on that, and Texas is definitely has the right regulations and potential to be a good home team for crypto in the U.S. anyways. So I hope to be part of that, and we're looking to expand that ATX DAO out all across Texas in general. So that'll be really cool. I know a couple other people here in the room, including Rusty and others, who are also in the local Texans. But I commented on the barbecue, Simon, because I'm from Kansas City, and it's Kansas City, Missouri, and right smack in the Midwest. And we do actually have the best barbecue. It's not really up for debate, to be honest. But Texas does have some good barbecue, and I'm glad you had a good experience with barbecue in the United States. But the bar is definitely low if you're starting off with Texas barbecue. And we can definitely arrange for your socks to be knocked off further. And some of the best barbecue places are actually straight out of crap holes, huge lines, as you say, around the back and out the side, out of like a gas station. Like one of the most famous barbecue joints in Kansas City is called Oklahoma Joe's. Ironically enough, even though they're based in Kansas City, they actually recently changed their name to KC Joe's. Regardless, they started out of literally a gas station food joint, and now they're a massive chain and like recognized as like one of the best barbecues in the state, and debatable on whether they're the best in the nation, but they're definitely a top ranking barbecue. But my mouth is watering now, so someone else can talk. Because
you're getting me thinking about steak. It's only 6 a.m. and I'm thinking about steak, right? Just while you're here, real quick, I'd just love to hear. Did you mince out some strange clans? Did you mince the strange clans? I got some as well.
Right on! Congrats. Yeah, I have several across several different wallets, planning to implement a gorilla adoption level within my family and friends who play. So I've strategically been grooming some of my friends and family who are resistant to crypto. I've been grooming them. I know
that word is weird, that word sounds weird. Yeah,
it sounds weird, but it's the best description I can say. I've been carefully breaking down their barriers. Maybe is a better word. Their resistances to metaverse or crypto in general. And I have actually got wallets set up for them, specifically some family members and a nephew and a niece in particular, who I've got a strange clan NFT sitting in a couple of basic staking for select airdrops, you know, 50 Secret, 50 Atom, 50 Juno, a nice little package wallet ready for them to go and get a good jump start into the cosmos, along with one NFT, and that one NFT is a Strange Clan NFT, so they can play the Strange Clan game with me when that launches. So yes, it's a long answer, but yes, the point, yes.
Your relatives and friends are very, very lucky, and definitely a very Epstein word. So maybe inducting or introducing, immersing slowly in a positive way, not the frog in boiling water. I'm trying to think of a positive way to say that you're bringing people into the new world, the positive world.
Yeah, I'll work on that word choice. I got to work on my word choice because I literally just finished watching the Stars documentary on Maxwell with my wife last night.
as it Robert Maxwell, another interesting person. I was talking about him. I'm certain he wasn't harpooned in the ocean. I saw something else happen there. And also we have Jimmy Savile in my country, who frankly was abominable and yet was a TV personality and quote much loved, but I was never a big fan. He always gave me the creeps as a child. Sorry, I don't know if there's any other British listeners on tonight, but anyway, massive digression. No, it's brilliant. I mean, I think what we're all doing in our own small ways is, without any kind of massive indoctrination, that's the wrong word actually, that suggests that you kind of in like a Jimmy Jones way, getting into something that's a cult, which is not a cult, although I do reflect on terror and think some aspects of it were. Anyway, coming back to the point, I think what we're doing is we're showing people a future opportunity in a gentle way, introducing them. I still have a lot of my friends, who are not my friends now, who laughed at the whole terror collapse, not appreciating the fact that I wasn't here to get rich quick. I believe in a true paradigm shift, and I still do. And I still think that will happen. So it wasn't about the former, very much more about the latter, the paradigm shift rather than the insta money, which perhaps is more if you want to buy SafeMoon or something like that. But I mean, I guess the whole point is, I see this as a real change that in 20 to 25 years' time, people will be writing PhD theses on as to how it came to be. And it will be done in a positive way, in a time where I think the world is reforming in a social sense and an economic sense. And also, let's be honest, in an environmental sense. So there's lots of change patterns happening. But I think this kind of personal opportunity to succeed, break away from the big record labels if you're an artist, allow yourself to really breathe and be heard by a niche community that really appreciates you and you can interact with them firsthand, rather than in days gone by where you'd follow a local band around the pub scene until suddenly they kind of got a little bit more of a following and perhaps a local impresario heard them playing. The world is changing. The world is changing. It's very democratized. But there's also lots of dangers, and I always warn against that, in that there are forces out there. I'm not talking about nefarious, you know, deep state or any of that nonsense. I'm talking about individuals that will exploit these things. And that's why I always, always caution people to be very, very careful. Freemint's been a good example at the moment. Most of them are absolutely amazingly good, but there are some that will try and exploit. So do keep your eye on those contract exploits. But I guess the general point I'm making is the most are good, the minority will try and spoil it. The majority at this point aren't in favor of the crypto world and NFTs. And it's a fear of the unknown. And it's a lack of understanding of the future. I cast my mind back, I'm old enough to remember this, in the early 1990s, no one, certainly on my estate, would ever dream of having a mobile phone. It was a completely unaspirable thing that made no sense. Look at us all now. Here I am talking on a device in a really interesting surrounding on a work trip. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is we're early. So, Youngster, what you're doing for your family is amazing. Lots of other folks are doing it. It will help ease adoption. And we're all advocates, and it's early.
So early. Yeah, I mean, and getting back to that, it's not even necessarily that big of an uphill battle when you introduce a live game that they can play, right? So like when I'm looking across like the NFT world and I'm looking at some of these live games that are playable, I'm very interested in those types of projects where they are actually a live working game before mint. And that's not necessarily the case for most, and a lot of these bigger, more ambitious projects like Strange Clans and others can't feasibly do that. The mint is a very large part of their viability financially to actually achieve the goals that they're trying. So I mean, obviously there's exceptions, but some of these projects I've seen are actually live games before they mint. And so that makes it really easy for me to go with some friends and say, hey, I know you're interested in this type of game, XYZ, whatever. Hey, did you know that you could own that as NFT? There's a project right now that does that, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just like I'm constantly scanning the NFT space for specific cases that I can bring to individuals in my family or circle of influence that I can use as a case study for them. And every individual is going to reach that adoption. Adoption just isn't some massive like rainbows and butterflies and, oh, we finally reached the end of the rainbow, guys. We're here. Boom. Everyone knows about crypto. It's a long, hard struggle, one person at a time. And there really is no end game. It's just a constant, continual education process. And there's so many scams and so many, tricks and and pitfalls in the industry, it's very frustrating for some people to just try to like hop in and learn themselves. They really do need that friendly face that they can trust to say, look, this guy knows what he's doing. He's literally a friend of mine or brother or whatever. He's telling me about this NFT project. I guess I'll look into it. I don't really like crypto. I think Bitcoin's a scam, but this game looks cool. Let me go ahead and play this video game. Oh, okay. So I've kind of got an understanding of where I'm at with a lot of my friends and family. And I've definitely won some and lost some, but I've got a pretty good feeling on where they're at and what it is going to take to convince them, essentially, to show them proof in the pudding that it's not all just a scam. There are actually good projects. It's not just going to zero. So I can't just shoot them over every little thing that, you know, comes across that I might degen my way into, obviously. But as I see things that might fall in line with their interests, I definitely use those cases to push mass adoption at one person at a time. And that's what it takes, guys. That's what it takes.
Love it, Yopsa. It's been awesome to have you up here. I think we're going to wrap up. I know we've kind of gone over like the hour a little bit. We try to keep this to around an hour, an hour and a half max usually. But it's been amazing to have, some awesome faces in the space. I want to kind of go around potentially last time for some kind of final thoughts and comments. And then, you know, we'll wrap up. Keep in mind about 3 hours also running another space with Orbital Command from Terra. You've kind of gone multi-chain now. So with Eclipse Pad. So we'll be on that in about, 2 hours and 50 minutes or 3 hours. So make sure you jump on that if you're around as well. I want to, send love around Nina, Sarah, Kelly, and Journey. If you guys have any kind of final thoughts, anything that you want to add, it's been great to kind of have you guys up here. So for sure. And yourself as well, Yopsta.
Yeah, well, before I have to go to a call. I'm already late. So I just want to say thank you, guys. I really enjoyed these spaces. It's awesome to hear about everything that is happening, really. The news of Juno in Kraken, I think that's huge. It's going to be something amazing. And then all the hype for the marketplace of Loop. And then, Sarah, it was amazing to talk to you again. It has been a long time. I'm really excited for all your projects, as always, you know. And yeah, guys, I will see you all or hear you all next week.
Thanks, guys. It's been lovely being here once again. Hope you can all follow along with our decentralized Twitter. We're going to have some exciting things coming up. And like I said, all those events we'll be sharing if you're in the area or you're in the metaverse. So you can join us and have some fun and get the vibe. Just follow along. And I hope to see some of you there. So it's been great. And have a great day or great evening wherever you are in the world.
Kelly, Journey, you guys have any last thoughts? So Sarah and Kelly, probably good to connect as well.
No, nothing specific from my side. But if you need to talk to, if you have some problem and all, my DMs are always open. And let's build this space for a better tomorrow.
Nothing left for me. Thank you, guys.
All good, guys. And thanks, guys, for jumping on. And we'll see you guys on next week's space or on some of, our future spaces during the week. We tend to kind of jump on a couple different ones or run. We've got the Loop AMA on a Friday. Don't quote me. I think that's right, which is tomorrow. We'll see you guys on other spaces. Thanks thanks again, Superterra, and everyone for jumping on.
Marvelous. And just to close off, I love Journey's comment for a better tomorrow. I think that's why we're all here. So thank you, everyone, and really enjoyable spaces. We never quite know which direction they're going to go in, but fantastic to get so many brilliant speakers up here. And stay safe, stay well, have a good rest of your day, morning, evening, or night, and join the Eclipse Pad a session a bit later on. I might be asleep by then, but if I'm not, I will certainly join.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Superterra NFT launch discussion, Loop coming to the cosmos, and more. recorded on Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, write off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen, listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.